From self-navigating trousers to travelling outer space, we've heard a lot this week about upcoming technology that's allowing us to find our way around. But navigation technology can sometimes also surprise us by helping in other areas, like, for instance, monitoring weather or flooding, because signals sent down from GPS satellites bounce back spacewards, where they can then provide us with valuable information. From Surrey Satellites, Martin Unwin.
Back in 2003, we decided to do an experiment to find out whether these signals were bouncing off the Earth's surface and off the oceans. And so we put an experiment up on a satellite called UKDMC, which took a mouthful of data, just 20 seconds at a time, and then sent it down to the ground, and we processed that using a software GPS receiver, and then we found out that there were reflections which we could pick up from space. Then we thought one step further, that this should contain information about the surface of the Earth.
Because it's bounced off it?
Because it's bounced off, it's got, you might use a term, geophysical imprint. If you've got a rough surface, then it will spread the signal out, whereas if you've got a calm, flat surface, then it will be a clean reflection.
And so how could you use that data then, in those reflections?
The biggest application, we think, is for measuring the roughness of the sea surface. And so we can measure the difference between a calm sea and a rough sea. And taking it one step further, we think this could be a good system for measuring the reflections in the middle of a hurricane, which could then be used to understand what's going on inside one of these storms.
Are people not already doing that, though?
There are satellites in orbit, radar scatterometers. They have higher frequencies, so they have a problem in that they are blocked by rain and the kind of environment that a hurricane would see, whereas GPS signals go straight through that and get to the ocean surface.
Is it just water, or can you get interesting information over land as well?
We've been looking at reflections off water, and we've been looking at reflections off ice and land, and yes, we can see reflections from all of those. And the reflections off the land are showing up some very intriguing return patterns. So we're seeing vegetation tends to absorb signals, mountains tend to scatter it, but we are also seeing that dry land will tend to reflect it differently to wet land. And so there is the potential for measuring the moisture, which is a very important parameter for climate science. But NASA is now using our instrument on a constellation called Cygnus, and that's due to be launched in this December. And their specific objective is to look at hurricanes.
And so that will mean rather than just one satellite getting a snapshot over one particular trajectory of the Earth's surface, if you've got a constellation of them, they're going to get a much more comprehensive coverage, aren't they?
That's right. And this is the exciting thing about Cygnus. There's 8 satellites which are being launched together. And these aren't big satellites because we're only talking about a modified GPS receiver. They're able to do this with a satellite that's only about 25 kilograms. A heavy suitcase will be heavier than that, and they will be trying to find reflections in the middle of hurricanes, but of course most of the time there aren't hurricanes, so they'll still be taking measurements over the ocean, which is going to be something very new.
And these strange anomalies on the ground, is that Area 51?
We have seen some things which are possibly man-made interference. So there are some interesting features that we are seeing in our data, yes.
But no further information about what they are was forthcoming yet. That was Martin Unwin from Surrey Satellites.
And a huge thank you to all of our other guests this week. That was James Taylor, Kate Jeffrey, Terry Moore, Ramsey Farragher, Odds Finding Harida, Paul Newman, Peter Lee, Ross Anderson and Nick James. And a huge thank you also to the Royal Institute of Navigation for hosting us at their conference.
Do join us next week when we'll be looking for life that's out of this world and asking, does DNA hold the key? The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the SDFC, the EPSRC and Rolls-Royce. From me, Chris Smith, and from Georgia Mills, thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.